Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Go Black Podcast. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever it is that you listen to this. Welcome to the Dope Black Dads podcast. My name is Umar, also known as the Kank, and I'm here today to talk to you about Dry January. You're probably wondering, what is Dry January? What is that all about? So, you know, post-Christmas, Christmas time is usually that time of the year when lots of probably there's a lot of drinking that goes on, let's be fair, you know, enjoying the time off that you have with your family and your friends, and being able to kind of celebrate or commiserate the year that has gone before you, especially at New Year's as well. And Dry January basically was an initiative that was set up by Alcohol Change UK, and they set this up back in 2014, and the whole purpose of this is to basically have a time January, which is to look at how we can encourage people to not drink during the month of January. So it's kind of a bit of a way to have a bit of a cleanse. So, you know, kind of get rid of the toxins, even get rid of all the stuff from the previous year, and kind of give your body the chance to just, you know, get itself in the groove and get itself ready for the year ahead, really. So Dry January has kind of come up. It's been around for almost 10 years now, and I know loads of people that take part in it. I know a lot of people who want to kind of use it as a way to kind of change their attitude towards alcohol, and also kind of think about, you know, their relationship with alcohol as well. So, you know, Dry January does give you that opportunity to be able to do that. And also, you know, some good things around it is that it allows you to save some money, it allows you to kind of cleanse your body, and it also allows you to just kind of be at one with yourself a bit more and kind of not need to use alcohol, you know, whether it's medicinally or otherwise, or, you know, just for fun, however it is that you like to drink. So you think, well, what's this got to, you know, to do with being a father and stuff. Now, I know a lot of dads who do like to drink and kind of like to, you know, have a drink or two. But taking part in Dry January does give you the opportunity to kind of not have to have that hangover that you may have had. Also, it's a good way to lose weight as well. So, you know, if you're not drinking, we know, for example, beers do make you put on the pounds, then, you know, it's a good way to lose a bit of weight. And then again, you know, January is a time when we make all of these resolutions and we say that we're going to do X, Y, and Z. And we also say that we're going to participate in, you know, I know I have said, and I am trying to kind of lose some weight. And actually, by not drinking alcohol, that is a good way of being able to do that. Another thing is it does allow you to save money. You know, alcohol is expensive, and we are still, even in 2023, we are still in that period where, you know, the issue to do cost of living is a big thing. So we need to kind of think about what that means in terms of our pockets. And actually, you know, you probably will save a lot of money by not drinking for the month of January. So, you know, you just have to think, okay, how does this work in practice? So how it works is that you don't drink any alcohol from the time that you wake up on New Year's Day up until the 1st of February. That's it. That's all you have to do. So what you'll see is, in terms of the biggest benefits, is that you won't need to have alcohol to have fun. I know I don't need to have alcohol to have fun, or to stay out or to relax when you're at home. And it also can help you to take control of your drinking throughout the whole year as well. And as I say, it's allowing you to kind of lose weight, boost energy, save a lot of money. And it's a good way to reset your relationship with alcohol and drink more and be healthier all year round. So you must be thinking, well, okay, I'm going to do dry January. What can I do? You know, what are the tips in terms of how to manage dry January and what can I do? So if you've probably been out around your supermarkets, you'll probably see that a lot of them, prior to Christmas, front and center, they would had a lot of stuff to do with alcohol. So I know, like, for example, Bailey's and Prosecco and lots of different spirits were out there, and they were kind of front and center. As soon as you came into supermarkets, it was like, boom, here you go, try it, do this, you know, buy this. And also they're offering it at such a heavily discounted rate, so there's nothing for you to stop from buying that. But then you look afterwards now, and I've certainly seen this in my supermarkets when I go in, there's a switch. So you're seeing a lot of non-alcoholic wines, beers, spirits that are being advertised, lots of kind of emphasis on being good and treating, you know, looking after yourself and stuff. So I wanted to kind of give you five tips, which I've got from the Circle Health Group, so credit to them, as to how you can manage dry January if you do decide that you want to take part in it. So the first tip.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tell your family and friends. So we are in this boat where we are constantly trying to get ourselves accountable, whether it's for weight loss, whether it's for saving money, etc. Add this to your list as well. So if you're going to do dry January, make sure you tell your friends and your family. So what that will do is, if you're going out, for example, you will avoid the temptation maybe to have a glass of wine with your food. You may avoid the temptation to you know, have that beer that you may like to have when you go out in the club or whatever. So, you know, tell your family and friends, and then they can help to keep you accountable for when you're doing that. Second thing is, avoid temptation. So, you know, if you're somebody that, you know, you're likely to be tempted by alcohol, then what you should do is, you know what, either avoid having alcohol in your home, or avoid going to social gatherings that may tempt you to drink. So I like to go out raving. I used to like to go out raving. This is pre-children. I still do try to do it occasionally, but obviously not with the same veracity as I used to before. But, you know, I can go out and I can have fun, enjoy the music, enjoy the vibes, you know. So if you can avoid that temptation, so, you know, that bottle of Bailey's that sat there, put it away. That, you know, bottle of Prosecco that hasn't been opened up, put it away. You know, put it out of sight, out of mind. That will help you to avoid the temptation. The third tip I would give to you is, treat yourself. So all that money, think about all that money that you're saving from not buying that alcohol. Think about all the things that you're doing, you know, the health benefits. So treat yourself. Maybe, you know, with the weight loss that you're going through, maybe buy yourself some new clothes. Maybe go to do things that doesn't involve drinking. So maybe, you know, go out to the cinema. I know there's lots of different things that you can do, you know, electric game box, simulation games, all, you know, up and down the country. So take part in some of those. Use that money that you would have spent on alcohol, and trust me, you'd be surprised at how much you'll save, and go do that instead. A fourth tip that I can give to you is to monitor your progress. So what this means is weigh yourself, measure yourself at the start of this process and then at the end. And what you will definitely see is that there is going to be, for example, a lot of weight loss. There's going to be a lot of reduced irritability, reduced needs to stay in bed for long periods of time because you're feeling hungover, etc. So if you do that and you're monitoring your progress, you will see that throughout the course of the month. And actually, that will be something that will spur you on to continue for the rest of the year itself. And the last thing is start now. You know, I know, you know, we are partway through January, but you know what? Start now. Just do it. Just go for it. There's nothing to stop you from actually, you know, doing it and just cracking on with it. And actually, if you make that intention to yourself and you make that dedication to yourself to say, okay, this is what I'm going to be doing. This is what I want to achieve from it, then just do it. Just go for it. Now, I know you're going to be like, well, you know, if I start now, or, you know, there's going to be problems and et cetera, et cetera. But you know what? You have to be alive to that, because obviously if you've never done this before, there are going to be times where you might slip up. You might think, you know, actually, you know what? Bun this. I haven't got time for this. I need to have my drink. Actually, you know, be prepared. That feeling will happen. I know, like, when I go on a weight loss journey and I'm trying to cut out fizzy drinks, for example, there is those moments where you're like, you know, I'll bun this. I'm just going to go grab that can out of the fridge. But actually, no, you know, it's a mental thing. You can kind of overcome that and deal with that. And one of the ways you can overcome that is by speaking to friends and, you know, making sure that they're in the loop about what's going on. Also, keep a diary. So, you know, one thing that I've started doing this year is keeping a gratitude diary. So I do it on a daily basis. And actually, by doing that, or keeping a diary itself, you can record yourself seeing how you've been doing with Dry January and how you can kind of get on with that. So, you know, it's something that for you to be able to look back on and reflect at the end of the time that you've been doing Dry January and be like, actually, do you know what? This is good. I did a really good job. This is excellent. I'm happy with this. This is how I want to kind of continue and maintain it going forward. So those are my tips for Dry January. If you are interested, go and do it. And there are lots of websites and tools that are out there on the internet that you can subscribe to that will help you with your journey with Dry January. So good luck, and I'll speak to you guys soon. Take care.
Dope Black Podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.